Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show the Kansas City's ever had.
There's nothing about this song that doesn't reek cool.
It's so good.
A story here from CNN. This just cleared. Oh, boy. The U.S. military and the FAA are reviewing a flyover of an NFL football game last month.
Uh-oh.
To determine if the military helicopters flew too low over civilians.
No!
Which would be in violation of regulations. A military inquiry is underway by the 101st Airborne Division to determine if members of its Combat Aviation Brigade violated FAA rules when they flew extremely low over Nashville's Nissan Stadium during a game between the Tennessee Titans and the New Orleans Saints. Here is a picture. These helicopters are...
It looks like it's going through the goalpost.
They are very low. Which is to say, just barely above the top seats of the stadium, if not one of them being inside the bowl of the stadium.
Don't they know that, though? Like, you know what I mean?
Four helicopters from the 101st flew extremely low over the stadium at the start of the event. Video appears to show them flying as low as the top of the upper seat deck.
Kansas City, got some breaking news from my dear friend Katie Horner.
What's going on?
It is now 71 degrees. A new record has been set for December 3rd in Kansas City.
That's weird because it's only the 2nd.
Yeah, that too.
You had dates this week.
Yeah.
A well, new she did record think it was Thursday yesterday.
Today so. Has been set. It is 71 degrees now. She said 70 tied it, 71 shattered it.
Okay.
74, if we hit 74, would tie the record high for all of December, with only three other years in Kansas City history. Keep climbing, baby, keep climbing. It's going to be hot, and you're going to need a pool. My daughter came home last night, and she goes, I'm so depressed. And I go, why? And she goes, it's too warm out for December. And I go,
what?
Don't you ever say that. Get out of my house.
Yeah, that's really backward.
Now, I know.
Now, there's going to be a lot of people talking about this is an indication of climate change. I'm not looking to make that a topic or get into that discussion. Denver has not had any snowfall this year. First time in history they have gone this late into the season without snowfall. Denver, no snow so far in 2021.
I believe in climate change. I think that we all have something to lose and everything to gain to together try and fight it. But I am pro 70 degrees in December. I'm sorry. You know I hate the cold.
I know.
I hate the cold.
Dana, you and I have a stupid vitamin D lamp in here.
Yeah.
We don't do winter well. I get it.
I know. All right. On to my favorite story of the day. I can't wait another second. From ESPN, have you ever wondered who might be on the receiving end of a wrong number included in a group text? for one Pontiac, Michigan high school basketball team, it just so happened that the person they inadvertently messaged this week or invited to their group chat was Tampa Bay Buccaneers cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting. And their mix-up would lead to a FaceTime call with some of the biggest stars in the Bucs locker room. The call started because they didn't believe who Murphy Bunting was. He then got tight end Rob Gronkowski to join in, and then hilarity ensued. And I'm going to read from the father's Twitter account so you understand exactly how this unfolded, okay? Mr. Whalen says, "A wild thing happened this morning, and I have to share it. My son's basketball team started up a group chat, and when entering all the phone numbers, they screwed up one digit for one of their teammates. A random guy replies to the group, 'Did you mean to ask me to this group?' Their boys are like, 'Yeah, if this is our teammate Dylan.' The guy replied, 'No, this is Sean. Do you know who I am?' Of course, they thought their teammate was messing with them, Scott. After some back and forth, the guy says, 'Boys, this is Sean Bunting,' and then sends them a selfie, look at this, of him in the Bucs locker room." It's 100% a football player holding up the peace sign in a locker room. Apparently, at this point, the boys go wild. And Sean hands his phone off to another player who then hands the phone off to Rob Gronkowski.
By the way, this is all in a Zoom meeting,
yes,
on the
phone. And the boys are taking screenshots, and the looks on these boys' faces, Scott, oh my gosh. So quoting here again from the dad, "Naturally, the boys are getting greedy now, and they ask the guys, 'Please have a big week for our fantasy football team. Also, we'd like to see the GOAT.'"
Things got even better when Tom Brady joined the call.
Tom Brady got on the call!
Says Danny Quant, one of the kids on the team, "We all went crazy. I was telling my mom and my dad, 'Brady's on the phone! Brady's on the phone!' I couldn't even hear what Tom was saying. When he said, 'What's up?' I don't think any of us heard it. That's how loud we were."
Brady was in a meeting. So Sean says to the boys, "He's in a meeting. Give us 10 minutes. This goes on for like 20 minutes. They were on the phone, Scott. Brady finished up his meeting. The boys are absolutely losing their minds. After some time, he pops up on the screen and says, 'What's up, fellas?' And then look, Scott, look at those boys. You guys,
look at the second.
You gotta look at these boys.
He looks like he stuck his finger in a light socket.
They take a screenshot of this with Brady on the call, and these darling high school kids, their jaws are on the floor.
Says freshman Nate Seaman, "They didn't have to do that for us. They could have easily said, 'I'm going to leave the group chat,' and just left. But Murphy Bunting made our day."
Oh my God.
That's a great story.
The FaceTime call ended, by the way, this is the dad, shortly thereafter. And he said to the boys, "Ball out this season." The boys said, "We'll do good. And we promise we will not let SMB's phone number get out there." What an incredible experience for our boys. And what an amazing group of guys on the Buccaneers. I cannot believe they took the time to entertain Colin and his teammates. And I'm sure they had a good time laughing at the fact that the Super Bowl champs were randomly added to a freshman basketball team group chat.
It's nice that he chose not to deflate their hopes and dreams.
Thank you, Sam.
Deflate.
Do not pee on my good story.
No, he was making a deflate joke.
I got it.
Richard Sherman also jumped on the call as well, among others.
God, it's so funny.
Wow. Good for them. That's...
because for most of us, you get a call like adding you to a group chat, delete.
Yeah, I'm also not Tom Brady.
Who are you? Spam. Well, even when the call first came into Sean, Sean said, "Did you mean to add me?" And they're like, you know, let's say their buddy's name's Jack. "Yeah, Jack." And Jack's like, "This is not me. Do you know who this is? This is Sean."
We do have some news from the Buccaneers. Three players are in big trouble.
Yeah, from Sports Illustrated just a minute ago on Twitter, Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards, and John Franklin III have all been suspended without pay for the next three games for misrepresenting their vaccine status to the NFL and the Players Association.
Which is to say they didn't tell the truth. Misrepresenting is not telling the truth. All right, when we get back, when is your recipe really not yours? Or is it? And can you sue for your recipe? We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Wanted to pass this along because we know we have a very large audience. So wanted to give you a heads up about this. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department is encouraging folks, at least for the time being, to steer clear of the Walmart at the Legend Shopping Complex. Apparently, and we don't know all the details here.
Fox 4 is reporting multiple injuries.
Channel 5 is reporting 3 injuries.
Real quick, if we will take calls if you are in that area or if you were there when this happened, call us or text us, please.
But a vehicle apparently drove into or hit the store, the Walmart, at the Legends Complex at around 2:35 this afternoon. Police are asking that folks who don't have any business there stay away from the Walmart, at least for the time being, so they can get emergency crews in and out. They do not know what caused the vehicle to drive into the Walmart, whether somebody was having a medical emergency. They don't know. They don't know yet. Channel 5 is reporting 3 people have been injured. You were reading from Fox 4 that just had multiple injuries are reported. But if you were in the area, if you can text in or call in, we'd love somebody who's got a bird's eye view on this.
And unfortunately, the monitors are down in here right now. We're going to try to see if Johnny Rollins is up above it. Number one, it's a very busy shopping season, regardless of that Walmart is always
insane
packed.
Busy.
Number two, to Scott's point, we don't know how this happened. We have seen in these types of cases before that this could be what we call pedal misapplication, where somebody is
thought it was applying the brake,
trying to brake, and instead they end up making a drive-through where there isn't supposed to be a drive-through. It's way too early to tell how this happened. What I'm curious about, Scott, with almost all Walmarts, they have those, and Target too, barriers out in front of the main doors, and that is why. And Sam just motioned us if we're getting a call on this. If you are out there, please call in at 576-7798. Most Walmarts I can think of have those large concrete, tall, they're about 3 foot tall, barriers in front of those doors. What do you call those, Scott?
It's like a pillar.
Yeah, like a little mini pillar. Yeah.
And so we're waiting on visual evidence, if you will, about where exactly on the building this happened.
I just went over to Channel 41's website. It happened shortly after 2:30. Car crashed into the Walmart Supercenter. We were just at that Walmart about a week and a half. I don't remember if they had those little pillars out front or not. The incident injured at least 3 people. Some of the victims may have suffered serious injuries, according to a spokesperson with the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department.
Can you tell me, Scott, this is the Legends Walmart,
right?
Did you say?
Yes. It's just to the west of the Sporting Park.
So is this a traditional Walmart or is it
a super Walmart?
It's a super.
It's a big one with a surprisingly small parking lot for a Walmart that big.
By the way, those mini pillars are called Ballards, according to the text line.
Ballards. Thank you. You know, I'm just trying to look up the layout of that building to see if this is a super Walmart. I don't understand how a car gets near there.
What do you mean you don't understand how a car gets near there?
Oh, there we go. Now we have it. Look.
Oh, that car is...
Airborne up and over a barrier. It looks like it crashed up and through about a 2.5-3 foot tall retaining wall. This is at 10824 Parallel Parkway. It is in the Legends. At least 3 are injured. Condition currently unknown. The police say they don't yet know why the vehicle went into the area that it did. They don't know if the driver had a medical emergency. The vehicle went through part of a small exterior wall at the store.
Hang on. Let's go to Paula real quick.
Yeah, it happened on the side of the building with the pharmacy.
Paula, what's up?
Yeah, there's a big car in the middle of the Walmart store. And apparently what happened was a lady with looks like maybe a van or SUV.
It's an SUV. I'm looking right at it.
Is it? Okay. And, yeah, black. Because I was walking into the Kohl's right there. And apparently they said she went unconscious and supposedly hit three people. I did see them, you know, when all the action was going on, they had at least three people on stretchers.
Did you see the woman who was behind the wheel?
No. There was a lady that was standing next to me. She walked from Walmart. And she said she saw the whole thing.
I got it. All right.
Yeah. I'm trying. And can you real quick, Paula, is this on the far right side? I'm trying to figure out what that very small retaining wall would be for. I mean, it's maybe 3.5 feet tall. It's basically three stacks of bricks.
I would say, yeah, it's on the far right by Kohl's, but I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's the garden side or if the other end's the garden side.
Yeah. And the reason I ask, and thank you, Paula, we're just trying to figure out how the heck this happened. Is that an entryway where pedestrians would have been walking in and out? And I don't know. It's too hard to tell.
If you look at the picture, Dana, you can see that there are two bushes on the other side of that fence. That little three brick wall. I would bet that is designed as a ornamental car stopping. Does that make sense?
I would agree with you, except this car went up and over it.
Right,
so if this is supposed to be like a baluster to stop the car, they need to make that wall higher.
576-7798.
If you were there, we will take, I'm curious, we will take a couple of calls on this, or if you are there and you are in a place where you can do so, please text or call in.
Again, three people have been injured. Some of these injuries, according to the police department, may be serious after a car, an SUV, drove into the Walmart at the Legends Complex less than an hour ago. Police are advising if you do not have business in the area, please steer clear of it. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
will say. Continuing to following breaking news out of KCK, the Walmart in the Legends shopping area is the scene of at least three people being injured when a car, an SUV, drove into the Walmart. There is no reason to think that this was anything other than an accident. We don't know for sure. It is relatively early.
That SUV had to have been traveling at a relative high rate of speed to get through and up and over that brick. It is a shorter brick wall barrier, but it is a brick wall barrier. And Sam pulled this up during the break for us on Google Maps. And can you describe, Sam, we looked at the photos very, very closely, and we can almost tell you with 100% certainty where this happened.
Yeah, so based on the photo, there's three windows there with the little planter in front of it, and it looks like it's to the right side of the pharmacy, and the car went into the window into the what looks like the cart barn. It's the only little area with those three windows side by side, so I figure that's what it's got
to
be.
And on the exterior photo, you can see all of the carts outside lined up to be going into that garage door. You know, they've got the garage door that comes up and down to put the carts back in. So with three people injured, they were either injured as the truck barreled toward the building and up over and into this cart barn area, or they were injured inside grabbing a cart.
I would imagine, and this is just speculation on my part, because the Walmart out by us is designed just like that, where they have the cart barn on the right side of the building with the three windows and everything. That is filled with carts, and
yes,
you don't go actually into that area to get a cart. That's just where they keep shoving the carts in, and you get it closer to the front door is where you actually get your cart. Three people have been injured. We do not know the severity of the injuries, although a spokesperson for the KCK Police Department
says
some of them could be serious, and they're asking that everybody stay away if you can, and I don't know why you couldn't. From the Walmart at the
Legends
Complex.
They're actually saying, I'm going to read the tweet as it just came in. We are asking the public to avoid the area of 108th and Parallel as KCKPD and emergency vehicles are still on the scene responding to that SUV in the building.
Somebody says that particular area is basically next to the bakery as well. Those walls, this is probably the best way to describe it. The barrier is to look pretty, aesthetic,
yeah,
and keep people from hitting the store itself. Okay.
Yeah, there are no bollards where this happened because it's not in front of one of the doors that people walk through.
We do know Johnny Rollins is gassing up as we speak to head that way. But again, if you are there or if you were there, you can text us or call in at 576-7798.
Okay. Until we get some more calls, let us move on, if we may. Story here from KSHB. This is out of Kentucky. Many people are trying to wrap up their holiday shopping, but in the rush to grab a hot online deal, it is so easy to get caught by a scam, or at least a questionable website that takes money and doesn't deliver. Linda Ross of Northern Kentucky wanted to buy the new Xbox Series 10 for her teenage son. It was sold out everywhere that she looked, Dana, except at one online retailer that claimed they had it.
Mm-hmm.
Says Linda Ross, I found a site, Gaming Spot and Electronic, and they said they had one in stock for $500. It sounded like GameStop, Gaming Spot, and offered many of the same gaming systems. Ross placed an order. The only problem being that the site would not take credit cards or PayPal.
Red flag.
She reached someone through their online chat where she said they had her pay by this cash app called Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. Ross wasn't familiar with the money transfer app Zelle, so she downloaded it as instructed and sent $500 from her bank account to the provided phone number.
Zelle is like Cash App for Bank of America.
Okay. But instead of getting a shipping notification, they told me I had to send an additional
$500
to have it released for insurance purposes. She started to investigate.
I was going to say, please tell me she didn't send another $500, Scott.
She was furious. She requested a refund of her original $500, but all of a sudden, the responses stopped. Yep.
By the way, it's Series X, Boomer.
Be so careful. Sorry. Be so careful. I don't trust... I really, honestly, Scott, I'm 99.8% sure I'm done with online shopping. when it comes to third-party sellers like Craigslist. I just, there have been so many crimes lately. People have been shot. People have been killed over video gaming systems.
What are you going to go back to brick and mortar?
And locally, the people who have been killed, by the way, were doing it correctly. They went to a well-lit, you know, Quick Trip, or they went, and police are now saying locally, because one of these happened, and I think it was in Lenexa.
One was in Lenexa, one was in Kansas City, Missouri.
Police are saying locally, only agree to pick up your items in a police parking lot. Most police departments now have designated parking spots for item exchange. Do it there. Say, I'm not going to meet you in a Walmart. I'm not going to meet you at a Quick Trip. I'm not going to meet you. One of them was in a grocery store parking lot. Yes, that's well lit. Yes, there might be surveillance. Mm-hmm. It's not as safe as swapping stuff out at a police department. No way.
So what are you going to, how are
I'm
you
not, going I'm just not, I'm not doing it again.
Are you going brick and mortar?
I will go brick and mortar.
Or sites you trust.
If it's sites I trust, or if it is something that I think I have to have bad enough, you know, like a Chase Lounge in Overland Park or something, I will say, I will pay you. You're going to meet me in the parking lot to do it. Of the police department.
What I've never understood, and I don't recall that my kids ever having that one gift that they had to have, like
Beats headphones. That was the one time.
They don't have Beats headphones.
I feel like we went right up to the edge of what you should probably do for something as stupid as Beats headphones.
We met
in a parking lot at 119th and Row.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I was with Mindy, and she was like, do not tell my mother we did this.
That's right.
Yeah. And the guy was fine. I mean, we were looking for a Camry. I remember, okay, where's the Camry? And she was like, how do you know this guy's not going to kill us?
How did you know?
Well, I didn't. This was like 10 years ago. I
you were on the show when this happened.
I know. I wouldn't do it again. I'll tell you that right now.
Didn't he open the trunk and there were a lot of Beats headphones
in
there?
He had a few pairs of Beats. And Mindy's like, let's get out of here. This is weird.
You're pretty confident you may have bought Hot Property?
Well, I don't know.
Well, how do you know you're not buying Hot Property off Amazon?
Fair.
Well, amen.
Fair point, Sam.
For all the conversations we've had about that.
I mean, I've bought stuff off Marketplace many times, and I've never had any issue. Granted, I'm a large person with a deep voice, and people probably feel mildly intimidated.
But a large person with a deep voice is not going to stop a gun. The woman that got her life taken over an Xbox, they just shot her. Sam, they took her money, they kept the Xbox, and they shot her.
Mm-hmm. Telling you. You guys are going to see it my way someday. You're going to go back to brick and mortar.
We'll write checks when we go. Don't worry.
I don't write checks.
Yes, you do.
I write checks when I'm paying a bill.
Oh, all right. Fine.
I don't. Do you think I. Hang on. How did this story get twisted?
I don't know.
Do you think I go to a grocery store and write checks?
I don't know. Do you?
No,
I don't know.
I've been very clear. I don't write. I'm not a check writer at the store, although I did see somebody at Price Chopper the other day in Shawnee writing a check.
Well, they should be arrested.
Dana, did you see it only took one sentence to send him over the edge?
You doth protest too much, my friend.
I don't write checks. I write checks
for
bills.
What number of check are you on? Because my guess is it's in the very, very high thousands. Scott Parks does not own a starter check, if you know what I mean.
You got multiple books going.
It's a very high
five thousand. Numeral it's check
not,
number.
No, it's not a high, because you go to 9999 and then they start you back
down. Yeah, you've probably been back down to 110. That's like, I kept losing my American Express so many times. They were like, you've lost this so many times, the number's recycled, and now we've given you the same number.
I will not confirm or deny if I've been around the check block.
How many times have you been around the check block?
It's 9999, Sam. Like, we're going to have to print new ones for this cat. Isn't he in his 40s?
Let's just say I've had a couple of laps.
Is that a check number or a serial number?
They need to put you on the Dr. Rick commercials.
Yeah, they really do.
No one
do
wants
we really
to hear,
need to write
no
a check for that
one? No
one
wants to hear about your check writing experience, Scott.
I do. I do. I write checks. That's how I mail my bills. That's right.
That latest ad when they are in an airport and they're talking about arriving early and leaving plenty of time, that is one of the funniest. It reminds me of my father. It really does remind me of my father.
My favorite is, let's not talk about the next meal while we're still eating this one.
Or when they're in the parking lot at the football stadium and they're walking to the stadium, he goes, I think we're still going to leave in the third quarter. Let's not talk about leaving the game before we get to it. Okay.
absolute advertising gold.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't jump on the bandwagon while they can.
I feel like there's going to be a movie. There's going to be a movie. And then it's going to be like overkill and we're all going to be tired
of it. Yeah, because they've got to strike while the iron's hot.
It can be a real challenge for new homeowners who have become their parents.
Okay, everybody, let's do a ticket check. Paper tickets. We're off to a horrible start.
But we can overcome it.
We're not going to point out our houses, landmarks, or major highways during takeoff.
Don't buy anything. I packed so many delicious snacks. They're...
Nope.
Did you say ballpark when group two is going to get boarded?
2 hours and 58 minutes.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home alone when you bundle with us.
Someone should have left home earlier.
When he says, we are not going to point out your house or other landmarks as the plane takes off.
I actually thought about that commercial the last time I was on a plane.
Sam, I'm telling you, it's actually not my father. It's my grandmother. We would be on a road trip and we would pass like some sign. I swear to you, this is the one I remember. Laramie, 4 more miles. She would say that. And I remember her saying,
Laramie,
I don't. Laramie, 2 more miles. First of all, I don't even know what Laramie is.
It's
we're not going
city
to Laramie.
Wyoming.
It would just say like on the sign, you know, how far out you are from like Manhattan, Kansas.
Right.
Manhattan. 512 miles. And to this day, we laugh about Laramie, 4 miles. I don't know why, but the entire road trip, Scott, the entire trip, she would point out how close we were to various stops along the way.
So it wasn't just
that
limited
had
to
nothing
Laramie.
To do with our trip.
It wasn't just Laramie.
That's just the one that
so
sticks out
like,
in my mind.
Salt Lake City, 36.
36 more miles to Salt Lake. Yep, Grandma, we can all read the signs.
Oh, fair point from the text line. Geico started the Caveman TV show. That didn't stick around very
long. That's
right.
That's so true.
It tanked. That's right. That's right. 576-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks. You're listening to KMBZ.
Not surprised, not everything lasts.
If you're not following, the Jussie Smollett trial is underway in Chicago.
How did he just not plead that case, Scott? I don't want to say he's completely guilty, but he's guilty. They have him.
Well, you know the two guys that
he paid.
Right. One of them testified today at his trial and said that on January 25th, 2019, a few days before Jussie Smollett reported an alleged hate crime attack, he told an acquaintance he wanted me to beat him up. I can't pronounce the guy's name, but he's known as Bola. Said the Empire actor's comment was puzzling. Said Bola, I was confused. This was his testimony. Then he explained he wanted me to fake beat him up. Bola said he agreed to do it because he felt indebted to the actor. I believed he could help further my acting career. He told me that he would need another person to fake beat him up. He mentioned, could my brother do it? And I said yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Scott. We have an update on our breaking news that we've been covering out of KCK. This from 41 News about 2 minutes ago. One of the pedestrians that was struck in the crash has died.
Oh boy.
The driver of that SUV that crashed into the Walmart, this is around 108th and Parallel, the Walmart at the Legends Complex, also appears to have serious injuries.
Boy.
And we're working to see if we can get Johnny to join us at some point. They were gassing up the chopper, and as soon as we know more information, we will bring it to you. But again, if you were in the area of that Walmart at 108th and Parallel and saw what happened or have any more information about how this might have happened, because once again, that SUV appears to have gone at a pretty high rate of speed, I would guess, up and over a small barrier stone retaining wall and is resting halfway in the store and halfway out in the area that appears to be the cart barn.
Yeah, one of the three windows at the cart barn. For those of you who are just getting into your car, what did you say it was 41 Action News?
It's 41 that is reporting there that one of the injured has died, and police do say this is new. The crash does not appear to be intentional. Okay. The driver was also injured in the crash, and his injuries appear to be serious. And I'm wondering, Scott, if this is just going to be a sad medical emergency or a pedal misapplication where somebody hit the gas instead of the brake.
Yeah, this happened at a little bit after 2:30 this afternoon at the Walmart at the Legends Complex, where this vehicle, for whatever reason, and police are now saying it was not intentional or is not thought to have been intentional, plowed into the cart barn section of that Walmart. That would have been on the right side as you're facing the store. Jumped over a slight retaining wall and into the middle window of the cart barn. Two people then would still be injured because the initial report was three injuries. Channel 41 says one of those who were injured, who was injured, has sadly passed. So we have one fatality and presumably two injuries at least from a car, an SUV, going into the building at the Walmart at the Legends Complex. We will continue to follow this breaking news story here on Dana and Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.